Hey guys, this is Crystal, and this episode of The Read is brought to you by Squarespace, the all-in-one platform that makes it fast and easy to create your own professional website or online portfolio. As you know, this is The Read is done through Squarespace, and so if I can do it, anybody can do it. For a free trial and 10% off, go to squarespace.com and use offer code FURY. That's squarespace.com, offer code FURY. Now, let's get the show started.
I'm Latavia Robertson.
And I am Eartha Kitt.
And this is The Read.
Yep.
Latavia, by the way, can be found on R&B Divas Atlanta. I just started watching that.
Oh, that's another show that I have not yet gotten into.
Just like, why are you on this show? she doesn't, she knows she can't sing. It's no shade. She knows that she's not confident in her voice. Uh-huh. She says she's never sang lead before.
Wow.
Like, so what
so
do you
why
mean?
Are you why are because you someone TV? Offered a check.
I'm not sure if I want to sing. Then why are you on a show? Anyway.
They told me not to watch it because it would make me dislike Kelly Price. They were like, if you like Kelly.
I don't think Kelly Price is on it.
Oh,
season.
So who am I talking about?
Kiki Wyatt.
Kiki Wyatt, that's it. They were like, it's some girl. They were like, if you like her music, don't watch that show.
She's
because
crazy.
She acts an ass.
Shit.
Oh, okay, well.
Anyway, it's great fun. Monifa's on there with her stud that looks like Obie from Single.
So I need to tune in. Okay.
So, everyone, we have guests this week.
Jesus.
I just felt like we needed a little extra padding, a little support.
Yeah.
It's been a trying.
Sometimes you just need friends.
Week.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, everyone, welcome Dustin back to the show.
Hey. What the hell is going on? You know, if we're going to introduce ourselves and I have to be your daddy, I feel like a deadbeat dad. Like, it's been so long since I've been back. Like, I feel
you
like I'm neglectful and shit. I didn't know whether to bring you guys some tennis shoes.
Okay.
And, you know, take you for ice cream. Do the shit that deadbeat dads do when they come for the weekend. Because it's been so long. But I'm back, though. So what's up? Let me make sure my voice is right and shit. What's
wow.
up?
So you're just going to get all the girls worked up.
Yeah, I do have a titty on my shirt.
Okay.
This is the first time I've seen you with your chest covered up, I think, in the 2 years that I've known you.
It probably is, but you know what? I work hard. Okay?
Yes.
And so
you do.
The fruits of my labor literally are on my chest.
Yes.
And so it's my job to feed the people.
It's
you know,
not
Jesus,
even your job. It's your right as an American.
No.
Yes.
Jesus we're turned okay. the roles. We're all right.
Okay.
It's fine.
I was just saying, he fed a whole bunch of niggas, you know.
Okay, we won't bring the Lord
That's
into
it.
This.
It's fine.
We won't.
So this week.
Yeah. Not much happened.
No, nothing at all.
I don't know what we're going to talk about, so.
I actually have nothing. And
okay.
The show's over.
Well, I mean, we could go straight to the letters.
There was a Black Excellence. I don't know what I did with it.
Okay.
So, moving forward.
All right. Well.
No, I just, someone sent me, first of all, thank you to everyone who participates in submitting stuff for Black Excellence. I didn't ask you niggas to do that.
Yeah, we actually got a lot.
Anyway, and it helps.
Mm-hmm.
And I get a lot of great stories amidst all of the bullshit ones. So I appreciate that. And I saw something today that was really good and I can't remember. I don't know what the fuck I did with it. So maybe we'll mention it next week. I'm not sure. Let's talk about these shitheads instead.
Okay.
First of all,
Dustin's face.
So this is what we're talking about first. Little Kim.
Is that what that is?
Little Kim had a baby shower this past week.
Wow. Can you see that, Dustin?
Unfortunately.
And I don't know where it was held, one of these fucking places in New York City.
What?
Secrets closed. I don't know.
Mm.
Maybe El Marco.
Jesus. What does she have?
Port Authority.
You know what? She's pregnant, so let me not.
No, super happy for her. I don't know what happened in this picture, but a couple of the pictures that I saw, it seemed like maybe pregnancy was turning her nose back to the way that it was.
Yeah.
Because she seemed to look all, like a little normal in a couple of the photos that I saw. But they weren't in this dress. It may not have even have been this day. It may not have even been Lil' Kim. I don't know.
I don't know why I thought she was going to get pregnant and start looking like herself again. I don't know why. This is just so dreadful. Every time I see her light-skinned, it just makes me sad. Because it's not how people who remember Lil' Kim when she was like at her height. Bitch, no you don't have a Hello Kitty. Okay, you know what?
Lil' Kim is registered at... And there's a list of the places that they have the registry.
Is that her real invite?
It has Hello Kitty on it. And get this, they had fans.
No. Go.
They put this out there with the dresses to send gifts to her.
No, that is so tacky.
Let's talk about who's on this list. Lil Kim is registered at Tiffany. Some French shit that I'm not going to try and pronounce.
Tiffany,
that I'm
who?
Sure I can't afford nothing out of. It's not Evans. Bye bye, baby. And then Babies R Us.
Babies R Who?
I've heard of mixing high and low, but bitch, Tiffany and Babies R Us on the same.
Which one of Lil Kim's fans bought her something out of Tiffany?
It's just very telling, though. Like, just the invitation itself, the fact that fans were included in all of this, is very telling of why Lil Kim is somebody that we can only be, you know, nostalgic about. She'll never have glory days again. All we can do is listen to the old shit and be happy because of piss poor decision making like this. That's what it is. It's very telling. And a lot of times, if you just pay attention to the things that people do and say, you get all your questions answered.
Did you see her on that Celebrity Undercover show?
Yes, dancing in that I don't know what the garb is called, but she was dancing in that Indian garb.
Yeah.
Oh.
She was pregnant and she was like two-stepping and it was just
Have you ever seen that show, Crystal?
No, I haven't.
It's this show where celebrities, it's kind of like what Drake did for Fallon or one of those shows. Celebrities basically go undercover disguised as someone and then they listen to what people on the street.
Oh, like the Kimmel skit. Okay.
Right.
Oh, that's cute.
And so Lil Kim did one where she was dressed up like this Indian woman.
Okay, that's not...
A pregnant Indian woman at that, in line to go to like a Lil Kim show. First of all, it looked like they were in line outside of like an Office Depot or like...
Is there a line for a Lil Kim show?
A Piggly Wiggly.
Where is this line?
But it was outside somewhere. And then she was... First of all, it was just kind of like racist, first of all.
Yeah.
And then it was like, is no one... It says a lot. That no one in the line said, what is this old pregnant Indian bitch doing here?
It also says a lot that they didn't even use that much makeup to turn her into the Indian woman.
That's
Did
why
you
it's
notice
racist.
That? Did you notice that?
Like,
she was basically fresh faced. Like, they just gave her a bar of Dove soap.
This is so fucked up.
And just let her go for it. And then they were like, done. And then they just kicked her out there to do it.
Whose idea was this?
Wendy Williams.
There you go, right there.
Okay.
Moving forward.
Anyway.
Who's she going to dress up as?
What a black ass mess that is.
Wendy Williams as a Ford Ecoline conversion van. Finish going.
Is NeNe Leakes on that show? Because I will watch that episode. I feel like that's high entertainment.
NeNe Leakes is basically insinuating that she will no longer be on The Real Housewives of Atlanta. And... I'll just read the tweet. She tweeted, good morning. I'm not saying that. Never continue. And a job you don't enjoy. The letter N.
It always is.
Never continue. And a job you don't enjoy. Follow your, you are.
Of course.
Passion and success will follow you. Have, no E, more than half. A great day.
Okay.
How is success going to follow you when you don't even know how to follow a sentence with a punctuation mark?
Let's not even, because
who
it's NeNe.
Is seeking weird words of wisdom from NeNe goddamn Leakes.
Right there.
Like who's seeking her out for guidance or for direction?
Who the fuck wakes up in the morning and says, let me see what NeNe Leakes
Let me see what NeNe can help me with
in life.
To bless
my spirit
for
the
exactly.
day. Nobody. What the hell?
I cannot.
Stop being fake deep on the internet.
I cannot. NeNe has definitely had a couple of sips of her own Kool-Aid. And whereas we used to be able to watch her and laugh and enjoy her and root for her and be on her side, now she turns our goddamn stomachs. And this tweet is evidence of that. She's stupid. And that's why she thinks it's okay for her to quit. The only... Now, just... I'm sorry, but I'm about to just take this door and go in.
Do it.
Let's just not forget the fact that she's so quick to just say like, oh, I'm leaving the Housewives. Fuck the Housewives. That's why we know you. The acting gigs that you have gotten have been because of your fame on The Real Housewives of Atlanta. Otherwise, we don't care. Mm-hmm. They pulled you up out of Athens. okay, and put you on a wobbly stage in Atlanta, and then here we have this, and now you're ready to leave. What else you gonna do, NeNe?
What else are you?
What is she going to do?
I hope she doesn't think that because she got a couple of guest acting spots, that means she can act, because the answer is no.
And you know, we watched, we enjoyed her on The New Normal. I'm not even gonna front. It was enjoyable. The bitch is funny.
But the New Normal was canceled. So maybe you need to humble yourself.
Thank you.
It's not like you on some brand new hit show, bitch. You ain't on Scandal.
She will get what she deserves. And if that means that we no longer have to look at her or her teeth or her shoulder span
or her wigs.
Or her legs and everything and all of that offensive shit.
Her husband.
And heal her heels.
And you know something? I really would like to point out the fact that I couldn't give two sacks of a rat's fat ass what the hell happens to NeNe Leakes or her career. Because not only has she is she so fucking full of herself for no reason.
Bingo.
Because, yes, the spot on Glee and the spot on New Normal was fun, but you played yourself.
Yeah.
That's why you were so good at it, if you want to say that you were good. You had to just memorize what the fuck Ryan Murphy told you to and go out there and be NeNe.
And say it in a sassy Negro voice.
They didn't even change her look. They didn't even change her. Mind you, she had this glaring blonde hair. They didn't even change that. So they wanted NeNe Leakes.
She literally got off the Amtrak and went to the set, and they were like, girl, stand, go find your mark.
And the bitch still was ungrateful.
No hair
and
makeup.
All you had to do was show up and talk.
You weren't out here acting.
All she had to do was speak when they threw a treat at her ass.
And then,
and she's ungrateful.
Okay. When she went on the last reunion, when they called her out about using the word queen in a derogatory manner, she. If you're going to apologize, apologize. If you're not sorry, don't say it.
Don't.
Yep.
People will call you a bitch or say you an asshole, but it's better than giving a fake condescending ass apology. Because she wanted to say something like, okay, I'm sorry. Would you like me to throw a parade for you now? Do you want me to pull down your pants and kiss your ass
now
or whatever?
How offensive can we be? Like,
why did you even open your mouth and say anything? First of all, you the last one that should be using the word queen in that way. Because look at you. You look like you done sashayed away 5 seasons.
Ma'am, you look like a regular contestant on RuPaul's Drag Race. So why you are calling somebody else a queen like it's a bad thing, I don't understand.
They need to call her in so she can read for Game of Thrones. It's one of them people that comes out the woods and scare the shit out of everybody.
Right, you know, a White Walker.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or like a dragon. No. Yeah.
No.
The dragons are just, they're majestic. The dragons have class.
She just seems to be extremely full of herself for no discernible reason. Like, I don't look at you and see talent.
Did she expect for us to be like, oh no, NeNe, don't leave us?
I don't watch the show now, so you leaving is only going to increase the chances that I might watch it again. It's not going to be a detriment.
I heard that she wanted a pay increase, and they aren't doing that.
Okay.
They gagged her.
And also that Sheree may be coming back.
None of this. This does not move me.
You know what? I really don't. I may not watch this shit at all anymore. Anyway, I don't watch Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. I haven't seen any of it.
I mean, Stevie J was just such a gross.
I mean, but aside from that, no.
Yeah, but just it's mess. But I mean, it's also enjoyable mess. I know Dustin loves it. I be watching your videos,
your recaps
and shit.
The thing is,
only way I even halfway know what's going on with these people.
But Dustin keeps me abreast of all of
them. Of all the
fuckery. I started watching
Mary.
Yes, Mary Mary is fantastic. It's, you know, it's biblical shade weekly. Who doesn't want that? You know what I mean? It's
great. Everybody who was raised in the church.
But we watch these shows, although we know that they are complete and total utter shit. We watch them anyway just to be in the loop and be able to take part in the water cooler conversation, because everybody watches them. And so it just is what it is. But that does not mean NeNe fucking Leakes that we have to kiss your ass or like you or support you in anything. I did not watch her on Dancing with the Stars. And the one clip I did see, she was dancing and it looked like on The Price is Right when the Plinko chips fall down the board and go from side to side and scare. That's how she looked on the ballroom, like dancing across the floor. So it was horrible. She was a terrible dancer. And it actually, it looked like bumper cars. Like, you know how bumper cars, you hit and spin.
Yeah.
And that's how it looked when
I'm
she was
surprised.
Dancing.
She doesn't
so
seem
I'm not,
graceful.
I won't be supporting Nene in any ventures. Her clothing line is going to sink. And it's just so funny. Again, you guys, people, just like Little Kim's invitation told on her, people telling themselves. Last season, when Nene Leakes was in New York City presenting her clothing line and the pieces were being shown to her, and it was just so funny because people don't think. So you're in this position where they're asking you which pieces you like best, okay? Why was she gravitating toward the tent dresses and the pieces that go with leggings and things that were, you know, swaddling and covered up your arms and just all the ghetto swaddling. Wrong shit. Like, that's what she loved. Oh, this is fabulous. And we were sitting back laughing in front of the television. Yeah. Like, you are so, like, you don't get it. You're telling on yourself. So, you know, she just thinks she's come so far and she's really been in neutral the whole time. So.
Well, what she'll learn is this reality fame ain't shit, because people, as quick as they build you up, honey,
she
they'll
tell
you
to do
down.
Nothing but get sick of Greg again. As soon as the checks stop coming in, they can't go nowhere.
Oh, you already
she
know.
She gotta look at Greg. She's just gonna get sick of his ass again. So.
2 years after people stop caring about Nene, she'll be divorced again.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Okay.
Bye, pony.
LeBron James. Well, there's rumor that LeBron James and several other people involved in your little sports fun over there will not be participating next season if Donald Sterling still owns the Clippers.
Look at God. Mm-hmm. I'm so glad they're taking a stand like this.
Me too. Roger Mason Jr. claims that when he spoke with LeBron in a locker room, he said the very thing. Donald Sterling, if he's still there, he's not playing. So I think that... That's going to be interesting if it has to go to that.
Well, I don't know if you saw.
I mean, I don't
know
anything about your. Listen, I know everything.
About what? Basketball. Sports? Oh, you do? That's very interesting to me since last week you asked me if we played the Heat. So just, yeah. Right. That's funny, right? Because
they
you
have
know basketball.
Played the Heat.
Sweetie,
at
it's the playoffs. Are you fucking kidding?
In time.
It's the playoffs, and it has been. This is the second round.
You shut your mouth.
Because
nobody asked you. First of all.
You just brought it up.
Anyway.
Like, you literally just brought it up. So don't get mad at me.
I'm imagining.
Okay.
You know what? Fuck you and basketball. I'm imagining that if LeBron James is not playing, that is severely going to affect.
He's a star.
The game,
draw.
Sales,
he is the star of the
merchandising,
league. Yes.
Everything.
This is not, Donald Sterling is under the impression that this is not a big deal and it's just going to go away. No, sweetie, this is a big deal. Like, you have to pay attention.
Okay, so I did not watch this.
Well, I did.
Interview.
It was a mess.
Let have. Go on.
It was
I did.
A mess.
And the
tell
fact,
me all about
the,
it.
The fact, I am so proud, brother LeBron James, even though your toes are stacked on top of each other, as we saw in those Miami picks. I am so proud that you are standing on those very feet, because Donald Sterling in that interview, Crystal,
he was a
you
mess.
Remember,
he
and
was
he
a
flat
mess.
Out said, literally said, well, what else are they going to do? You think they're not going to play? They got to go to work and make money. You think they're not going to play? He said that. So he, you know.
He said they belong to me
he does
and
not
I belong
give
to
a,
them. This is a poor choice of words.
He does not give a fuck.
At all.
Period. And he feels like. Fuck all this scandal shit. The money has to be made. These niggas gonna play, and I'm gonna be here calling them the niggas that's gonna play.
Yeah,
and so
that is really
for him
what
to
he
say
thinks.
That's literally like,
yeah, that's what he says.
So for the LeBron and them to make a stand and say that, I just really hope and pray to God and everything at Parkwood Entertainment that they do that, okay? and that it happens, because I hate Donald Sterling. You saw the interview?
Yeah, I did, and it's not he said that. The media is the only
that they were
the media
problem.
The only people making this a big deal, mm-hmm. and he's gotten thousands of phone calls from really racist supporters who tell him that they love him and to not stress out over
he
this
specified
minor
that he got calls from players and other team
yeah,
owners.
Yeah, he said he thinks his players still love him. Like, this man is deluded, okay? Like,
yeah.
he's not,
but
he's
I mean,
not
I
demented, but
that.
He is under a severe state of delusion.
Like, there's a serious
I don't know. It's almost like a fucking disorder.
They have to vote. The great thing about that interview is they have to vote him out now.
They do. Oh, yeah.
There is no other way. Like, he didn't go on that interview and redeem himself. And I don't know why. I mean, you white people, you just watched Paula Deen go down. Why didn't you take a look at that and be like, let me not do that? Paula Deen took her ass on the Today Show and tried to cry fake tears.
I love it.
Just like Donald Sterling did, and was like, oh, they're making fun of my grandbabies. The exact same shit Donald Sterling did.
Same story.
And now it is the exact same situation of, you just actually made this much worse for yourself. After seeing that interview and the way he talked about Magic Johnson and like clowned him for having AIDS and was just like extremely dismissive and said that he shouldn't be a role model to kids and hasn't done anything for the black community, motherfucker.
And are undeserving of respect. And then
Magic Johnson said Magic Johnson does not deserve to be a role model for children or have the respect of other people. Magic Johnson. And insists that he isn't racist.
And said,
they have to vote him out. It has to happen.
And said that black people don't do anything for their community.
Yes.
But Jewish people offer each other zero interest loans to help each other get ahead. What African Americans don't do anything. Like, this is verbatim.
Donald Sterling, this is what the expert on black Americans.
This is what he said. Okay.
Okay.
So I just at a certain point, like, it was so far gone that it wasn't even upsetting.
No,
it was laughable.
I haven't been upset.
Like,
it was 100% entertaining.
It was like Comedy Central. For
it was
real.
Like this old man.
I haven't been upset yet. I don't want
being
them to
stupid.
Learn.
I just want to
please keep acting
on,
the ass.
Please.
It's so fun for me. Mm-hmm. I love this.
Besides,
I get a lot of joy out of this.
Entertaining for me and me getting to see what Black Twitter will do with the memes. Besides all of that, it's just it's a great example of the way that people like this think. And just all of the fucking, the ignorance and the nonsensical bullshit that comes from this, like, I was reading about scientific racism today, which is like something for another show.
Okay.
But I think that it's, historically, this has been a problem for people like that. And I'm sure he really doesn't think he's racist, and he doesn't think there's anything wrong with anything that he's saying. That's just how they fucking are.
He's one of those people who thinks that saying black is racist. Like, because he's stressed that the only reason he used the word blacks is because V. Stiviano said black, and so he was just repeating the word back to her. Like, motherfucker, the problem is not that you called them black.
You think we don't know that you say nigga? Like, what are you talking about?
Are you kidding? Like, this. And he's just like, I don't even remember saying that, but I guess I did. And
he's old.
I loved her, and I trusted her, and I was a fool to think that a girl could be in love with a man 51 years. Yes, you were nasty. And how did that not occur to you? Like, I was 51 when she was born. And then, for some extra racism, was like, you know, she's supporting her whole family, and
15.
She's one of 15 Hispanics, and she's got so many brothers and sisters. So it was just like, shut up, but please don't shut up, because
the
hole you are digging is getting deeper, and I love it.
The moment that Anderson Cooper would even allude to anything like incriminating or whatever on Donald Sterling's behalf, it was so funny how he would transition from being apologetic, and even though it was so fake and phony,
right, it was
and,
so
and
fake.
Laughable.
So many fake
but
tears.
The moment that Anderson would say anything like, well, according to the tapes, bam, defense mode. They need me. And black people don't do anything for themselves. And then he would go right back into like,
I'm
feel
sorry.
So those terrible words. Those terrible words. I don't know why I said that.
It was just such a raspy
ass mess. It was a
mess. You didn't catch it on the internet later, but it was just.
If you want a good laugh, fix yourself a cocktail. Get
first
comfy.
Of all, Donald Sterling looks like an ingrown hair. Secondly, he gives me like, he snorted a lot of cocaine off of like horse dicks back in the 60s.
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
Would not doubt it.
So fuck him. Whatever.
Fuck him. I love that the players are saying that they're not going to play. It's not going to happen for Donald Sterling. He's not going to continue to be an owner. Like, it has. Sorry.
And
it's
I hope
over.
Somebody switches his pills around in the Monday, Tuesday,
okay.
Wednesday, Thursday.
And his
Friday.
Wife is all mad right. Because they're going to make her give up her 50%
oh, yeah.
share.
Damn
skip.
She is over it.
And she's like, the U.S. Constitution trumps the NBA Constitution. Not in this situation.
Not in this sense,
it doesn't.
Sure don't.
Not for this bullshit. You're going down. You and your little raggedy ass sidekick of a husband. You're both going down with your racist asses. I love it.
Speaking of up and down and goings and comings and direction.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
I see where this is going.
Elevators go up and down.
Yeah, they do.
So
you niggas better tread lightly.
We might as well just go on ahead and go there.
Okay.
This is the last story. So Beyonce and Jay-Z and Solange and lots of other very famous people with expensive gowns were at the Met Gala about a week and a half ago. And everyone looked lovely and rich and regal. And then we all went on about our black ass business. Fast forward to what, 3 days ago? 2 days ago?
It was Monday.
Okay, 2 days ago.
Bloody Monday.
Is that what we're going to call it?
Yeah.
2 days ago, TMZ posted a video. We haven't even started. TMZ posted a video of Beyonce and Jay-Z and Solange in an elevator, and Solange going absolutely nuts and attempting to beat the shit out of Jay-Z. Now, that's the story. Like, that's literally it. And from there, it's just theory.
Yep.
Now, we don't know what happened, why it happened, and the greatest part is
we never
fucking will. At all. Mm-mm. Now, there have been a lot of different suggestions as to why this may have taken place. Some people say that Jay-Z is not being faithful. I've heard people say that he beats Beyonce's ass. I've heard people say that it's because Solange got dropped from Roc Nation. I've heard people say that Solange was drunk. Jay-Z was flirting with Rachel Roy. I've heard a lot of different things. Oh, Solange is bipolar. Mm. There have been a lot of different interesting stories and suggestions. Here's the thing. There is no audio to this video. Mm-hmm. And if it wasn't for the pictures at the goddamn event, you wouldn't even know what color dress Solange had on. So it doesn't make, like, we could sit here and talk about it. I could come up with probably 500 different scenarios mm-hmm. by midnight mm-hmm. if I tried hard enough.
Yeah.
We have no idea what it could be. It could be anything.
It could literally be anything.
So
what's up, Dustin? What's on your mind?
First of all, I think it's interesting that every theory and scenario that we have been given has been derogatory toward Beyonce and Jay-Z's relationship and happiness and just general goodness as people. I feel like people are taking this and running with the opportunity to bring negative light or scandal to their seamless and clean run thus far. Now, what do I think? And this is just for me doing a lot of living over time, okay? The way that Beyonce was walked on that elevator and the way she was calm while Solange was having her moment. Solange was drunk. Something happened. Somebody said something. She was going off. They were not shocked and appalled by her behavior. They were acting exactly how you act when your friend is drunk and having a moment. That's exactly the way that they were acting. Now, I just don't think it's that.
I don't want to.
I'm sorry.
I don't want to. Because I don't know. It could be anything. But my theory was also that Solange may have had a little bit too much to drink. And maybe Jay-Z said some slick. Or said something because he gives me like jokester crap.
Smart ass. Mm-hmm.
Smart ass. And she just, it was not the night for that. And she lost. Because for her to have been attacking, first of all, we know Solange got hands. Does anyone never in this been room in
so many doubted? People have reminded me of how I said just a few weeks ago that Solange keeps razor blades in her hair. Like,
yep. At any given.
Nobody was under the impression that Solange would not meet you with these fists. Like at all. So
it's whatever.
Right.
So I wasn't shocked by that. But for you to be in the elevator before the doors even closed, you ready. Like, Beyonce was standing in there. At first, when I watched it, I had to go back to realize she was already on the damn elevator. She was standing there so still, like, Jesus, this is about to be some shit. Like, he comes in, stands to the side. As soon as Solange came in, before the doors even shut, she's ready.
Before the ding.
Before everything. Like,
She's going off. And every time I'm in an elevator, I assume that I'm being watched. I'm not scratching my, I'm not picking my nose, mm-hmm. nothing. Because I just, because elevators have cameras in them. That's like common knowledge.
I will take a chewy if I have to.
No, I'm not doing all that.
I will.
But I know Solange is smarter than I am. So she had to, like, she had to either have been drunk or so pissed at Jay-Z that she did not give a fuck, because she clearly was not using her best judgment. I think that as much as she loves her sister, that she respects her enough to be like, let me not do this here because there's a great chance of this being a story. But so the fact that she did it anyway, it's like she had to either have been drunk or just pissed. So I don't know which one it would have been, but I would have leaned towards maybe a little champagne. Mm-hmm. And
further to that point, I think that it is worthy to take note of the fact that once those doors opened back up, and they walked out into, well, they walked outside toward the cars, all three of the parties involved pulled it the fuck together.
Damn Skippy.
Okay, and we would have never, because we saw the pictures of them walking out, getting into those cars before we knew about this story. Never would have known nothing.
Nothing.
So that's my point. I just think that, and how many times have we been in situations where our friend is drunk, it's actually irritating to us that we're trying to take care of them, and Jesus. You know, and we might say something like, "I wish, like, calm your ass down," and then your friend goes off on you, mm-hmm. and may even become a little, yeah, exactly. I just personally,
but she didn't look drunk when she was walking to the car.
No, she was mad.
She didn't look. Yeah, she was pissed. So I really don't know. She could have been sober. I have no clue. All I know is it ain't my damn business. And that's right. I really wish that it had never happened. The same, and not just because it's like a scandal and opportunity for people to say whatever. It's just, I am a fan, yes, and I do respect Beyonce, Jay-Z, the whole family. So for people talking about, oh, well, if it was Keri Hilson, you would, you damn right, because I don't give a black fuck about Keri Hilson. Stop acting stupid. Like, people are not biased towards the people that they're huge fans of. Duh, bitch, I feel differently because I live for this family. But I'm also going to be real and I'm going to be honest with myself. Now, I wish I had not seen it. I wasn't surprised by that because, A, again, I know Solange whoop your ass, and I believe Jay-Z probably has a smart ass. And this, I don't know them. They're already such a private family, mm-hmm. that I'm not surprised that they have family drama. Look at the whole shit with fucking with Matthew and Tina and all of that stuff. And they kept that shit on the low. The reason we know about it is because bitches ran their mouth about
That's
it.
That's right.
But I'm not surprised that they have family drama. I've seen physical fights happen in my family before. And I sat there just...
Girl... Keep it moving.
Lord.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah. It felt more like an invasion of their privacy from my perspective. That's just because I'm a fan. Fine. I felt the same way when Beyonce was talking about surfboards and Monica Lewinsky gowns and all that stuff. Yeah. It took me a while to be like, okay, I can receive this, because it just feels like that is your business.
Right.
And I don't need to know it. So that's how I felt about it. I don't know. We're never going to know what the fuck happened on that elevator.
Yeah. At all. I feel like a lot of attention has been given to this because the Carters have this very private, like, sort of image that they give off. You just don't know about their personal lives.
The more you try
ever
and keep something to yourself, especially in a position like that, the more people will go out of their way to either find out more about your life or whatever it is that you're hiding, or they'll just make something mm-hmm. up.
So the main reason that I haven't even been talking about this much is because it is, like you said, it's just like these questions, like the test questions in like middle school that say it's like a whole word problem. And then one of the options is there's not enough information here to answer this question.
That is exactly, right.
That is exactly what this is. You're
what
giving me
doing.
This video. There's no audio. Nobody involved is issuing a statement. No one's pressing charges. Beyonce and Jay-Z are at the game like normal. All I can say to this is I do not know my opinion because I do not know what the fuck happened.
I don't know. How
I don't know what else you want me to say.
And furthermore, all of the people who are coming to me talking about, oh, well, Solange was right because, you know, she was just defending her sister.
How you know?
Clearly,
how do you know?
Thank you. How the fuck do you know that you can't hear shit? Again, if it wasn't for the fucking photos, you wouldn't know what color these bitches, you wouldn't know what the hell was going on. You don't have no idea
people
what it was about.
People have been waiting for
people talking about, oh, a body language expert says that because Beyonce
oh,
did
God.
It. Which was another thing. For all the people who said that Beyonce should not have just stood there. You got life. full circle fucked up. First of all, Beyonce, let's not forget that she is Beyonce.
First of all.
Okay. And it's her husband and her sister. If she jumps in and defends one, she's going to be betraying the other. If she jumps in the middle of it while Solange is over here going Tasmanian devil, there's a likelihood that she could get a black eye, a busted lip. Then y'all going to say Jay-Z's beating her ass because you're saying it anyway.
Right.
Aside from that, Julius is 12 feet tall and he gets paid, I'm sure, a decent amount to literally stop situations like
Jay-Z this. Julius was holding Solange like, girl, why are you making me do this?
He stopped the elevator. Like, mid-rant.
Like, Julius is, thank God that Julius had the presence of mind to be like, let me stop the elevator while it's, before you know it, opens up on the floor and people see all this shit and kind of hold her back and keep it from really turning into a situation. Because for me, it was actually really unsettling to see, you know, to see two people fight, two people that I really respect and look up to and enjoy musically. So,
fight.
Well, okay, but to see these people in an altercation, it just disturbed me.
It was unnatural.
I didn't find it funny.
And I feel like I love all three of the people that were in that elevator that matter. musically.
Yeah,
and
musically.
And I don't want to know, because I don't want to know anything that may change or alter my perspective on anyone. I just don't want to know.
Right.
Families have things like that that happen. You know, me and my brother just had a screaming match a couple months ago when we were all at home and we weren't even arguing with each other. We were screaming about a disagreement I had with someone else, but everybody else thought him and I were getting into it. So things happen, like in families. Shit happens. Shit.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
It does. It doesn't look very good, but it is what it is. And I feel Beyonce knows how the wave of celebrity news goes. Like, yeah, this is big and people are talking about it, but something else will happen. This too shall pass.
Yes.
Like, shit always, there will always be something new.
Of her and like a bunch of pictures of her and Solange today.
Yeah.
Her and Solange were just together at Kelly's wedding in Costa Rica after the fight.
Yeah.
So
a lot of people are saying, oh, she's team Solange.
Of course
they
are.
Quest
because people love this. Like, and I'm not even mad. Like, that is just the way of the world.
There's the rumor that she's getting, or she got her Ivy, her four tattoo.
Yeah, I love that people were staring at a picture from before the Met Gala, because that wasn't even from the most recent round of the playoffs.
Ding
but
dong.
Nobody pays attention to things like details. People just want to get retweets. They don't give a fuck about
as much
accuracy.
As they hate Beyonce. It's amazing to me that we're watching a physical altercation between Solange and Jay-Z.
Mm-hmm.
And all the people that can't stand Beyonce and people relative to her are focused on what Beyonce is or is not doing and speaking about it. So thank you for the press, you moron. You're watching what Beyonce's doing since you hate her so much.
Lord.
During
I didn't
a fight.
Even, did I talk about how I feel about that? About people saying that she should have jumped in?
Right, like that is seriously being between a rock and a hard place. Like, I don't know what you expected her to do, but again, I don't know enough about what happened in that elevator to speak on it. Like,
that's
I just
right.
don't, there's not enough information there, and a lot of people the people like at work
that's
or whatever
what annoyed
have accused me.
Me
of being biased, but that's like you said, that's true. I'm biased. Like,
I don't know what the hell, but I literally cannot form an opinion because I don't, like, I can't say, oh, I'm team Solange, I'm team all of them, because I'm a fan of all three of them, and I literally don't know what the fuck they were fighting for.
Yeah.
So there's no way for me to say, and that's what annoyed me the most about it that day. It's because it's one thing to make jokes and make assumptions, that's all fine and it's understandable. But for you to be tweeting me saying that she was clearly defending her sister, and you can tell by the way that everybody,
right,
you can tell by the way that she stood there and watched that this is something that, you know, she was agreeing with Solange for, which in my mind, Beyonce's probably standing with her back against that elevator wall and just like, if you don't, like, not right. moving, mm-hmm. but just.
Because she knows there are cameras
there are
everywhere.
Cameras, so long! Bitch, so stop! Like, that's what I thought.
Who knows?
But who the fuck knows?
Right. Okay, you want me to tell you what I think happened for real, for real?
No.
Justin,
I'm no, not listen, sure that this I is really
this
what
is
I
do think everybody in the elevator was scared of her. So.
This is what I think happened. And I'm going to tell you, there's things that were involved that made me come up with this.
Okay.
Like the fact that she swung the purse, like all of that shit. And the way that she was shaking her hand when she first got on, I think, now this is just me, this is my opinion. They were at a party, there was food at the party, right? I think that Solange had a small bottle of Frank's Red Hot hot sauce in her purse.
Okay, we're finished.
I think Jay-Z lost the hot sauce, and she was mad, and that's why she got on the elevator shaking her hand, and that's why she's like, motherfucker, it was in my purse, swing. Like, I think that that's what happened. Jay-Z lost the hot sauce.
Jay-Z lost right. the hot sauce.
Now, you owe me dinner when this comes out.
Okay. Yeah, if that right. is right, I will take you wherever you want to go right. in this city.
That's right.
Because what the fuck? It doesn't even matter, because these people are not going to speak on
it's
it.
It's never
going to
happen.
And so, eventually, y'all will find something else to talk like about. I just feel like
Solange is kind of like the one, though, that I assume when shit starts to go awry, it's like, oh, please don't tell Solange.
Don't let her hear about it.
Because she'll like probably bust open to their house with the door, just crack the door open, and there'll just be like a strike of lightning behind her, like Cruella yep. DeVille in yes. the beginning of 101 Dalmatians.
Solange is the one where the whole like, family oh, has like a separate iMessage running like,
right.
we got to text the bad news to this just, one first. Don't, damn. Let's talk about how we're going to break it to Solange. Because
I love it. I love every
She don't be giving
it.
A fuck about cameras and None. Such as. But she did, like you said, she pulled it together when them elevator doors opened and they went on about their lives. And
would have never, ever known.
I don't know
ever.
Why y'all worshipped them. Like, I know that we get really extra about Beyonce on this show, but I don't know why y'all looked up to them like they were Jesus and just were perfect and nothing ever went wrong in their
I've
family.
I've never assumed
I don't know
that
why y'all
they
thought
don't
that.
Have drama. I've just always... I've just never wanted to know right. or be a part of mm-hmm. or be involved with their drama. So, I mean, hey, yeah. I'm just glad that the elevators didn't open to Blue Ivy standing there.
Oh, Lord.
Because let me tell you something.
Jesus.
If Blue had to get up in that elevator, it would have been a problem for everyone.
That would have never happened if Blue had been in the elevator.
So what was said, TT? So what was said? What happened, TT?
That was one of the that was one of the memes that I thought was funny. And it had the screenshot of Blue.
Oh, huh? I haven't seen that one
meme that made me laugh.
Me either. I'm Thank sorry. You. None of this
but
shit
But if you're telling me that was
y'all
funny,
are
I
not
believe
as funny
you.
As y'all think y'all
I just
are.
Had
No, to, maybe not. It was a screenshot of Beyonce and the Blue video where she had her hand out to Blue uh-huh. on the whatever that patio
yeah
and she said something and then she hit her dad like this and Blue said child it couldn't have been me. I thought that was
I
funny
haven't seen that.
Because that's how I feel like Blue really thinks.
Yeah,
like I feel like if Blue was in that elevator she'd have been like whoa now listen
everybody calm down.
I understand that you are upset, you are irate or whatever, but listen, if you want to get the boxing, we can do it in here.
She would have stopped the elevator before Julius did.
Right.
Blue would have hit the button and
been like, okay,
bitch.
Okay. Let's just work it out because nobody's touching this bun. I got dressed up.
She
would
have swung that stride right so fast.
Let's go ahead and talk it out because I'll be damned.
The Kanye meme was funny.
Which I didn't see.
Where he was sitting in the car. You didn't see this? We were sitting in the car eating ice cream.
No.
And it said something like, Chloe's ass no better or some shit like that. That was funny because he looked like he was really enjoying that ice cream.
He probably was.
Like, shit, bitch, that don't know not to strike me. Even though Chloe would beat the dog shit out of him.
I was gonna say, I don't want to think about families getting into these physical
really quick. This is a little off topic, but can we go there? Because I don't know if this is something that you guys have discussed yet or not. And I listen every week. But it's relative to Khloe Kardashian.
Probably not.
Okay, let's go. So, you know, she's real. I know, this is just really quick.
Fine.
French Montana.
So, yes, but the thing that is disturbing most for me as
Trina?
A Trina. Yes.
Yeah.
And Trina and Kim are cool. Right. So, like.
Oh.
And, you know, Trina and French are rumored to be cohabitating in New Jersey.
Were.
Before he went to L.A. to record that album and got, you know, in the death grips of Khloe's labium and all, you know, like all of that stuff. So I'm just like, I can't believe that she is just doing this and her sister is friends with Trina. Like,
yeah.
But I'm totally okay with it because
I feel like Trina and French to be together anyway.
I feel like Trina always dates down.
Yeah.
And it's no shade. I just
pull,
I
she
always
needs to pull
feel
a
like
Eve Jeffers and get her. Okay.
Yes. And Eve
that's how you do it.
Nah, man.
And Trina can do that. She's pretty. She's hood enough to be enticing to a man that is not that doesn't have an immediate connection or perspective on that life.
Jesus.
You know what I mean? She can get a man like that. a billionaire that thinks that it's there's some novelty.
That's why Eve's last album sounded like the Gullah Gullah Islands.
She don't give
song.
No goddamn.
Bitch, she didn't
what?
Give a fuck about nothing.
She
because
over there being wife
you?
And stepmama to them two blonde ass kids. Don't ask Eve shit about rap, nigga. Please, I'm rich.
She finna open a fucking, what was that boutique called?
Yeah.
What, Shelly's?
Yeah. Yeah, Shelly's on the show.
Shelly's. She'll open her own.
Good anyway, night.
So, yeah, I don't really have anything else wondered. For.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. Something else will come along sooner or later, whatever.
I mean, I highly doubt that this is going to affect the On the Run tour.
Oh,
so
yeah, no.
Really, there's nothing here to even talk about.
Show's over.
I mean, they just added additional dates today. Yeah. Like,
right. I got the email yesterday talking about, oh, girl, there's new dates in California in case you didn't get tickets.
They're
so
still touring.
They don't. Y'all are pressed.
I
not
love
the
you.
Cardinals.
There's nothing to worry
Your
about.
Music is fantastic. That new song with Chromeo is outstanding.
I do love it.
I love it. And so I am definitely still Team Celine, still Team Jay, and of course.
Of course.
Team Beyonce. So,
and you know what? Team Julius.
And
because
Team Julius.
He tried.
Julius
yeah, you know,
earned
he did
his check
he
that
did
night.
His very fucking bad.
He did.
Poor. Listen, Solange was not playing.
Nope.
She needed to call her next album
angry.
Beast of the Southern Wild because she was like,
I'm ready.
She was unstoppable.
Wow.
She was unstoppable.
She was unstoppable.
I hate you so much.
There was no, and then why would he get out the elevator? You know what it was? Because Beyonce was like, get me off this shit, right? Like,
okay.
Beyonce was just like, move! Just everybody get out of my right. Room. And so when she, like, she's the.
Yeah.
You know, so he tried to follow her ass out, I guess. Why the fuck would you leave this nigga on the elevator with her?
I mean, because Beyonce was like, I'm leaving the elevator, so Julius is leaving the elevator. Like, that's,
I'm going home.
That's
so if anybody wants to come, I will be in the car.
That's
like,
right.
That's what it was giving. And then.
And Solange was like, this is
And again, that's why I say everybody in that fucking elevator was scared. Because she didn't even touch him. And he would, like, raise his hand, like, all right, enough of that bullshit now.
That's
and
right.
And then that was enough for her to be like, nope, round two. Right. And Beyonce, it was just a mess.
It was a mess, but oh well.
It'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that they will all be at Thanksgiving together eating food I can't afford. So that's all for the hot topics this week.
Okay.
Let's take a break or whatever.
All right.
Hey guys, don't forget to check out our sponsors at NatureBox by going to naturebox.com/thereed and getting 50% off your first box. As we've told you, NatureBox is a really cool service that sends you smart snacks directly to your home or office, wherever you choose. There is no hydrogenated oils, no artificial crap. Right, Crystal?
That's right. Head on over to NatureBox. They are available in 3 different sizes, so pick the one that works for you and your family. NatureBox.com/thereed will give you 50% off your first box. Their products are made from wholesome ingredients and are nutritionist approved. They ship to all 50 states as well as FPO and APO addresses and PO boxes, so there's something for everybody. Head on over again to NatureBox.com/thereed and get 50% off your first box. It's time to choose some smarter snacks with NatureBox,
such as the cashews.
Yes, can't say enough.
All right, so naturebox.com/thereed, go check it out, you'll love it. And let's get back to the show.
Okay,
so it's time for listener letters.
Yes, it is. Send your questions to asktheread@gmail.com. and to start off this week, we have an update from PJ.
Who's that?
If you recall, PJ emailed us about his baby mama, who he got pregnant after about 2 or 3 months of knowing.
Oh.
And she was going to have an abortion in
August. Wasn't this last week?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Oh,
so,
Dustin wanted to participate in this. This is
oh,
great.
Well, great.
Let's hear what happened.
PJ emailed us back and said, y'all both were assuming the most. I'm not desperate for a kid and never busted inside her. I hope y'all remember that you can get pregnant from pre-cum. My whole reasoning for her to keep it
was, I didn't need all that.
You know, and you know what? When I read this, I was like, you know, you're really trying me right now.
I was just about to say, you trying.
Oh, no, there's a tone. But let me continue. My whole reasoning for her to keep it was because it's a life that we created, no matter if we were going to be together. And our friends and family were happy that she decided to keep it in the beginning. Also, she was 6 weeks, not 4. Okay, thank you. Well, go figure, she got the abortion, and no, we're not communicating at this very moment. Her reasoning was about her not wanting to be married or have kids, so everything me and my mom were telling her, she wasn't hearing because she's a typical selfish bitch. Okay. And for Kid Fury, she works at Walmart. She's not even management, but she's supposed to be going back to school to be a paramedic or some shit. I was upset in the beginning for a day or two, but I realized I'm sickening and bitches flock, so I'll be waiting till I'm married to have kids now.
Maybe you should have done that shit the first
time. So PJ mad at everybody.
Everyone.
He mad at everybody right now.
So, I just... Thank you for your update, but...
That was a down date.
Not at all surprised that she had an abortion, and I don't blame her. It sounds like she's stuck in a dead-end job with little to no room for advancement and not got caught saying, fucking a nigga who clearly ain't shit. So why would you say this is the ideal situation to bring a baby into? Like, I'm not even mad at her. I don't blame her. Based off this letter, you calling her a typical selfish crazy bitch and all this other shit, and you and your mom tried to convince... Sound like you and your mom ain't got no sense. Because what the fuck? This, you don't even know this girl.
And you laid up with her. So what does it say about you?
You hope we remember that you can get pregnant off pre-cum? Nigga, did you remember? Why would you put your dick in somebody without a condom on it and then be surprised that she ends up pregnant? Like, you wasn't even trying to not have a baby, which was our initial point, and it still stands.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, next.
All right. So our first letter this week comes from Frank. Oh, this is great. Since Dustin is here, I'll let both of y'all handle this. It says... I am black and from America and have been living in Europe for about 5 years. Soon I will have to return to the United States. And in the 5 years I've been over here, I've gotten more attention from gay men than I ever got in America. As soon as I hit a new city, my grinder lights up like a Christmas tree, and each hit is one fine ass man after the next.
Girl.
I'm talking all kinds of beautiful men of all colors hitting me up, from the Tom Hardys to the Idris Elbas, and a lot of them with good jobs or careers. My issue is, how is it that I can do so well over here yet get totally dissed in my home country of America? It seems that in America, for the most part, the only people who date black gay men are other black gay men, and a lot of them tend to gravitate towards men who are light-skinned or have flawless bodies. It also seems like the black gay men I encounter who are most successful and out seem to be with white men, and there are plenty of examples of that in the media, like Sean T, Don Lemon, Lee Daniels, Michael Sam, Jason Collins, and Derek Gordon. Is this all in my head, or is it really that hard for black gay men in America to date and find love? Thanks so much for your letter, Frank.
Dustin? Dustin?
Well,
what was that face?
I personally believe that when it comes to dating, you have to first be honest with yourself, and you need to get outside of your thoughts, which obviously are consuming you, that are making you feel inadequate on the dating scene, as if everybody else has a better chance of getting someone, you know, than you do. The same confidence that you have over in Europe when it comes to dating or being on a dating app on your phone or whatever the fuck you're doing, just bring that energy back over to the United States with you and say hi. Open up your mouth. You never know who may like you and who may not. You can't automatically assume that people are going to gravitate toward one type of person. You know, if you're interested, jump it off, spark it off, go up to the person, approach them, and make yourself noticed and available.
See, I can't speak for dating life too much in America because I don't. So, but I know, I'm not going to say that, you know what, dating in America is trash and gay men only like blank, because I know that I don't do what he just said. Like, I'm not an aggressive person at all. I don't approach, I don't put myself out there like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I just assume that if I did, then maybe things would be a little bit different. I just don't.
I'm sure that's
so. I mean, I don't know what he does outside of, you know, Grindr and such and the like in America, but I don't think that it is just a major difference in the countries.
I think it's him. I think he feels more free, you know what I mean, overseas, because it's a totally new environment with no attachment to anybody. So he doesn't feel as if there's any sense of like responsibility for what he does.
And your new meat.
Yeah. And so, yeah, you know, and so just bring that shit over to America with you. I hate that. I get so tired of people going on these diatribes about how everybody only like one type of motherfucker, and that's why I ain't got nobody. And sometimes the problem is you. Sometimes you need to make yourself a thing. Make yourself desirable. Make yourself present and make your presence known so that people will approach you, and confidence is attractive. You know, sexy beats cute any day. And mm-hmm. so as far as guys are concerned, and that's in gay relationships, heterosexual relationships, everything. Right. People gravitate towards confident men. Who, and that confidence sometimes will then make you attracted to their physical, persona, the way they look. Shit. So you have to be okay with yourself first. And I think that would alleviate a lot of common problems in dating if people really did feel confident and secure in themselves when they enter into these relationships and shit. When you second guess yourself, it just opens up the room for just all kinds of bullshit and shit like this, where you got to go across the pond to get a goddamn date. You know what I'm saying?
So you don't think it's an issue of like black men being really superficial?
Hell no.
Successful black men only looking for white men or anything like that?
I know for a fact that that's not true. How about that?
Okay.
Because I'm not white.
Well, that's one way.
Moving on. And neither is Kid Fury.
Oh.
I have no idea.
People are going to take that the absolute wrong way.
Interpret as you wish. What else is going on, Chris?
Okay, well, no comment.
What's the next question?
Well, the next question comes from Lauren, and it says, my boyfriend is too friendly. So much so to the point where he's gotten girls' numbers from the internet.
Wait,
I just was like, what the fuck?
Listen, this is the email, okay? In one instance, he's used his music as an excuse to make and keep this acquaintance. The other girl he's actually hung out with in a group setting and even invited her to a few parties. I don't have a problem with this girl, but I don't see it for their quote-unquote friendship. No, this is not a case of me thinking that he might be cheating. There's more to it than what I'm saying here, but that's not where this is going. I think it's okay to be nice and open to conversation with everybody, but why does there always have to be an exchange of numbers or even any type of contact? I want to know what your viewpoints are of making new friends of the opposite sex, or in your case, the same sex, while in a relationship. Is it immature to not really be open to that?
Delete all that shit! Fucking playing with you, Peggy!
There it is.
Okay. Is it immature of her?
You don't need a friend in nobody but me and Jesus.
No.
I'm kidding.
Okay. But well, I'm not. I think
it's complicated. I think it has a lot to do with your own security. Uh-huh. And then has a lot to do with what is actually taking place. Like, we ignore signs sometimes. Are red flags, and if that's what you're doing, then when you fall flat on your face, you don't really have anyone else to blame but you. Mm-hmm. But I think mainly it boils down to you being secure with yourself in the relationship and trusting whoever it is. Because just because he got another friend, a friend that's a female or a woman, doesn't mean that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes.
Doesn't mean that there's anything inappropriate going on.
That's true. I do think it's silly to say, oh, my man can't have new friendships with people of the opposite sex. Because if you're in a relationship and you don't feel like you are the finest thing, and that your man thinks that you are just the finest thing, and there is nothing any other girl can do to take your shine, then I don't see why you're in that relationship, honestly. You need to feel like, the sun and the moon rise and set on your ass in that relationship. Like, you shouldn't even feel like there is any room to be nervous when your man goes out and has friends. But the fact that your man is meeting these friends on the internet and exchanging phone numbers with them and then meeting up with them is all, that's a little weird to me. Like,
I missed that
this
part.
This is kind of extreme.
How did you miss? That was the body
this
of the
is, this is this.
You, I asked you to repeat it and then you.
Oh,
you,
and I didn't.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. This is extreme.
Yes.
There
this
is absolutely
lot.
Nothing. You have to be realistic. People are not dead. They are not blind. And just like they thought your ass looked good, they'll think that another person looks
good. Well, see, that's what I meant. If you, there are red flags sometimes.
This is a checkerboard flag. This is a neon.
Right, but I'm saying clearly you feel like something is amiss. And so that goes back to what I was saying about not feeling completely confident in your relationship.
Right.
If I'm with you and I feel like oh, you know, my man is going out and meeting these girls, or my girl is going out and meeting these other girls and being friends, quote unquote, with them hoes that he get numbers off of Twitter or whatever, like, then obviously I'm not feeling confident in that relationship.
Absolutely.
So why are you even there?
That's bullshit anyway. It's a big difference between associating with, like, even a coworker or a friend that you've had from the past versus meeting niggas or women on the internet or whatever, exchanging numbers and going to fucking meet up.
Right. It's one thing meet people. It's another to seek out female friends on the internet.
And then go on a date. And why didn't you check that at login?
because he met up with a group and not just the two of them. Girl, I don't give a damn. That's strange. That's weird. I don't know anybody who does that, like, who's just in a relationship and actively seeks friends
online. And they made friends on the weekends. Okay. And you never know. I mean, if you ask me, your man's cheating on you, girl, but that's just my opinion. And I would definitely say it's one of those situations where you have to say, I'm not comfortable with this, or there's not enough trust.
They set some goddamn boundaries around that motherfucker. Like, if that's okay, if you can run up and walk out and get numbers and go meet up and break bread with a bitch,
you allow,
like,
a lot of bullshit.
Yeah,
girl. Like, this seems, like, excessive as hell.
You're very Kaylin. You're being very Kaylin.
Dial back.
Right.
Okay.
Like,
very Kaylin Garcia.
There's a difference between accusing or thinking something's wrong all the time and just ignoring your good goddamn sense. And that's what it sounds like is going on here.
Did she say how long they had been together?
No, she didn't.
Did she say if they have children?
No, she didn't. So I'm going to assume they didn't, because usually if they do, they will make sure to note that.
Sometimes it's not worth even trying to figure it out. Sometimes if a person does something like that, it's completely okay to just decide that this is not working for you and move on.
Yep.
Right. You know, there's nothing wrong with saying, okay,
nothing's invested and you don't really have a reason to do the work, because that is work and laborious to try to fix a person. So if you if you don't really have a reason to do that, then you might as well go on down the
street.
And
then if you can fix or upgrade a person, you're going to be probably stuck with that bitch forever, because you're never going to want somebody else. What did Beyonce say on Ring the Alarm?
I'll be damned if I see another bitch on your arm.
Not after all the fucking upgrading and
not all
buffing
the shit
and shining.
I
done did your motherfucking ass. You better be.
How could you look at me and not see all the things that I've kept?
Look,
what?
You see, Beyonce, the life lessons are right there. You just have to dial into these albums and
almost
get
as many
it.
As Trina.
Because it's right
that
there.
That may be another reason I appreciate her as an artist.
Absolutely. So, okay, let's move on. We have another question. Or, wait, we did two already, right? That was the second one. Okay, so send your questions to asktheread@gmail.com.
Wait, are we done?
We usually do
the
two.
The first one was a
we usually
was
do
a,
three.
Was somebody's update though, right?
Yeah.
We did the one from Frank. You know what? Let's just do another one.
Let's just do another one.
This one comes from Anonymous, and it says, "Man, I did my outro and everything. I come from a black family that combines all of the worst characteristics of Southern black drama, New England waspiness, and Caribbean tempers."
You know what? We can finish.
You know what? You asked for this.
No, it's okay. Go ahead.
My mom and dad divorced when I was in elementary school, and when I came out to my dad, he responded by coming out to me.
Over the past
10 years, the relationships between my three immediate family members have soured.
Wait a minute. Can you imagine if you came out to your daddy and your daddy was like, "Son, well, since we're talking about it,
you want a room together at Pride?" Like, what?
Like, so anyway, her family members have gone through a lot of drama. This is relevant since we just talked about the Beyonce thing. And so over the past 10 years, the relationships between her three immediate family members have soured because of things like cancer, failure to pay child support, my brother getting kicked out of college, and others. At this point, my mom, dad, and brother don't even speak to each other, but I have a pretty positive relationship with all three. My 30th birthday is coming up, and I wanted to include a dinner with my family members.
Why?
I realized...
This is a very good question.
I realized that having all three of them together would be way too much drama, so I decided to have two of them there and wanted one to be my mom. I called her and asked if she would consider dinner with my brother or my dad, and she refused, saying that it would give her too much anxiety and that even talking about it made her nauseous.
God.
I like the mama.
I feel really disappointed, and I've been the go-between, the sympathizer, and the mediator for between all of them for the last 10 years, and now all I want is for them to put their bullshit aside for one night so I can have my family back for a moment. I know I can't make my mom come, and I wouldn't want to because she's willful and my 30th birthday would end in disaster. Is she being reasonable, or am I expecting too much of her? Oh, wait. Is she being reasonable? Am I expecting too much of her, or do I have a right to be disappointed?
No, yes, yes.
So her mother is not being reasonable.
I agree with that. No, I agree with that.
Her mother is not being reasonable.
She's not being reasonable?
Personally, or? I believe that parents have a certain responsibility to kind of oversee things and do things and make decisions that move toward the greater good of a situation. So you the mama, mm-hmm. these your kids, and that was your ex. You need to make sure that everybody can sit down and break bread and get along for a minute. You don't need to be the one saying, nah, fuck that, I'm not going, and I don't, then just thinking about them motherfuckers make me want to throw up. Like, that's not conducive. You know what I mean? As a parent, I understand right. that, you know, parents are people too, and they have opinions and feelings and perspectives, but you also have a job to do. When you try to teach your children how to be and even get through other situations in life where they have disagreements with people that are important. So, no, her mother is not being reasonable. What was the second question?
Am I expecting too much of her, or do I have a right to be disappointed?
Yes, you're expecting too much of her simply because she didn't already told you how she is from day one. Like, you already know what time it is, and you have to have people meet
but
you where they are.
It's her 30th birthday.
And she don't have a 31st birthday. Family. And the 32nd and the 33rd and
but
shit.
That doesn't mean they'll all be there to celebrate with her.
Hey.
Like, I just feel so sad to hear stuff like this, because it's like, man.
It's very sad.
I can't even imagine me and my brother and my parents not speaking to each other. Like, that is just so... I really feel like at the end of the day, family ought to be able to get over it.
But
anybody can get
mentioned
over it.
A
it
lot.
Like that.
She mentioned a lot.
Yeah, like they've been through a lot of shit.
Like cancer, you know, a gay parent, yeah. you know, coming out. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. What else with child support or some
yeah,
shit?
Yeah, I guess her dad.
Everything was just, it was just a lot. So there's a lot of like hurt. You know yeah. what I mean? And yeah. so you can't
they might
expect
need family
them
therapy.
To.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They
wait,
might.
Not might.
They do.
Like, I think therapy is an excellent
a strong,
idea if everybody is willing to go.
Yeah, I think it's an excellent recommendation. Yeah.
I feel for you, but I don't know. After the first like paragraph of stuff that you told us, I don't know why you thought
this
would
work. It seems
a
lot to just get over for,
right?
You know, for the sake of a birthday, and it would be great if they could. But it seems like it's going to take a little bit more before everyone can sit down together.
I got it.
Yeah.
I got it.
Oh, you do?
I got it.
Okay.
So here's what you do, homegirl. You tell one of them to come meet you at a restaurant at 7.
If you're about to do the soul food.
Tell the other one to meet you at 7:15. Tell the other one to meet you at 7:30. Greet all of them with a double shot of Patron. And then by 7:45,
everybody's
sitting down chilling.
Dead.
Or dead.
You get three people who hate each other drunk in the same place?
Yeah.
Dustin, that is... You asking to be on the evening news?
No, if she has it at a public place, okay, not at nobody's damn house.
Okay.
Then it'll just be on World Star.
I would not fuck with that. I would not risk that shit at all.
Or she can... Never mind, because that's wrong. So no, never mind.
Or you schedule an itinerary for your birthday mm-hmm. where you go out with your daddy, go out with your mama, go out with your brother, and everybody ain't together. That way you get to spend the day with them all individually and not together. You get to experience your 30th birthday with three people, and you don't have to worry about somebody slitting someone else's throat on top of the cake. Yeah.
Have somebody call them and tell them like something bad happened to you and to meet you at the hospital. And then when they all walk in, be like, see? Now this is all brought all y'all motherfuckers together. Y'all all care. Now let's go get something to eat. And then you get what you want.
They will never speak to her.
Life is not an episode of Grey's Anatomy.
They ain't talking no way. Shit.
Jesus.
Shit. All right. And you tried. And that's what
let us know how it goes. All right.
Sorry this is how you're bringing in your birthday, but can't force people to act right.
Okay, that's it.
Don't listen to Dustin and send your questions to asktheread@gmail.com. We'll be right back. Hey guys, this episode of The Read again is brought to you by Squarespace. That's the all-in-one platform that makes it fast and easy to create your own professional website or online portfolio. You can head on over to Squarespace right now for a free trial and 10% off. Just use offer code FURY. Squarespace is constantly improving their platform. They've got new features, new designs, and even better support. They have over 20 highly customizable templates for you to choose from, and it's so easy to use. Like I've said before, I have absolutely no training in doing anything with the internet, so the fact that I'm able to log on and update the show and the website every week means that it's super simple and anyone can do it. So again, head on over to squarespace.com if you know you need a great professional looking website or online portfolio. We are offering a free trial and 10% off. The offer code is FURY. You can start a trial with no credit card required. And when you decide to sign up for Squarespace, make sure you use that code FURY to get 10% off and show your support for The Read. So once again, head on over to Squarespace, use offer code FURY, and enjoy your great new professional website.
Yes.
Now let's get back to the show.
Okay, so it's time for The Read portion so we can get up out of here.
Yes.
Who would like to start?
Dustin, you're the guest, so... If you'd like to go
I think
first.
That you should go last if you're the guest.
Oh,
and just
okay.
End with you.
Well,
I'll go first then.
Okay. That's fine.
Okay. So, Michael Sam, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Michael Sam was just recently drafted to the Rams. Of course, the jokes just got to flying from that one.
I mean,
which,
it just
how
had
are
to
you
be the
not,
Rams.
How can you not find the humor in that?
Candy in front of a baby. Like, Rams. You can't, like, you, like, it's impossible to refute.
Like, it just had
the
to.
Desire to crack the joke. But go ahead.
ESPN, I think, and loads of other channels show the footage of him getting the call with his young white twink of a boyfriend. He looked very much like a, I don't even know, like a maybe a Zach Morris or something. Not even that great, but it was great representation of, you know, love and all of that stuff. So it was really cool. I don't really give too much of a fuck about football, so, you know, that whole portion of the story goes right over Kid Fury's
head.
Yeah,
no, I know that.
But anyway, it was still a cool moment. Not too long after that, I know that you're not going to know this. That's the news. There's a porn star.
This is where I clock
out. By the name of Austin Wilde. And did you hear about this? Of course. Okay.
Allegedly.
So, he posted a photo on his Twitter account and said something like, "You guys remember when me and Michael Sam's boyfriend had a thing?" And he posted a picture of him and his dog, and who was allegedly Michael Sam's boyfriend, in bed together. Now, this guy has a thing where he does, he's a porn star, so he has like his own website where he has sex with all these different guys and posts it once a week for whoever. And so I guess that maybe this boy was one of them. I'm not really sure. I didn't get too deep into it. I just thought that it was so messy and so terrible. For no fucking reason. Now, he also claims that he's not the one who started talking about it, that some blog, some gay porn blog or something brought it up, and then he just went from there. Sweetheart, that's not helping the situation at all. Now, whether or not this is really him in this picture, I'm not really sure. But why would you, even though I don't give a fuck about football, don't give too much of a fuck about Michael Sam either, to be quite honest with you. I recognize that what's happening is bigger than me and my opinion or my taste and whatever is entertaining or whatever. Like, the simple fact that he's the first openly gay man to be drafted into the NFL is good for me because I am also gay. You know, like, and until we can have, bitch, don't laugh at my... And my flubs, okay, because I'm going somewhere and I'm getting, you know what?
I wasn't laughing at you.
Yes,
behind
you,
there was,
yes, you. Yes, thank you.
There's a thing.
You laughed at me.
Yes, you were.
You've devalued my reach.
I mean, no, I'm listening to it. I love it.
And it was supposed to be powerful.
It is powerful still.
Say it with your whole ass. Yes. Go ahead and finish saying what you were saying, because you was making anyway, a good point.
Yes, you were. Great point.
It bothers me, and I think that it's troublesome, that as a gay man, a gay person, whether it's him or whoever the fuck is blogging about them, for you to take a moment like that that is so positive and it really means a lot outside of just him and his boyfriend, it means a lot for us as gay people. Like, for you to take it and then just be messy for the sake of being messy. Like, if people were going to find out about that, they were, and just let it happen. But why would you participate in it? Especially if you weren't the one who brought it up and put it on Twitter in the first place. Why didn't you say to them, hey, girl, stop being messy? Like, you clearly did not date or weren't, like, in a relationship with this person. You're a porn star. You fuck a different person however often. You know, and that's your business. I'm not going to act like I'm judging a porn star because I watch porn, so I can't judge you. And I have no porn. I don't know if I have any porn star friends now. But I do. That's not the point. Okay. The point is,
there you go.
All right.
Stop being fucking messy. Yes. Like, I understand the jokes. Again, like, the Rams joke is funny. The fact that I think that this boyfriend is about to be the baddest bitch. Like, he's going to go to all of the wives' meetings with the latest Prada, Louis Vuitton, every designer that you could fucking think of. Like, he and Beyonce could be wearing the same Kenzo at the same time. So I just know that this bitch is about to be flawless. And, you know, if you want to make the jokes, that's fine. I get it. And I will probably laugh along with you. But being, like, intentionally messy and posting something that you know is going to start drama around something that should be positive, as a gay person, I think that that's tacky. Like,
mm-hmm. like you said, if it was, you were messy doing this for no reason,
if you were doing this to try and get people to come and watch or pay for your porn, you should have luck, girls. 2014, don't really pay for porn no more. Fuck out of here. They're either gonna get on my Vidster, or they're gonna peruse one of these forums or torrent websites and download your shit for free anyway. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if you don't like it, get a job.
Dustin? No, nothing to say.
Nothing. It's just, you know.
I feel like that was very succinct. Like, there's no point. I felt like him taking that picture, even if some other blog did post it first, and then just, but for him to put it on Twitter himself and be like, oh, I guess I used to have a thing with Michael Sells' boyfriend, is like, it almost felt like hating. It almost,
that's what it was.
It almost felt like hate. Like, why are you mad right now? Like, you mad because?
But I don't think that he was mad. I think that he did it for attention. I think that it was just like, oh, hey, by the way,
get
that guy that you saw on ESPN the other day is on my blog. Or
so you gonna try to throw salt on somebody else's happiness because you want some attention? Nigga?
I mean, it's not this happens every single week. Somebody gets mad at somebody they used to fuck and leaks their news or talks about what they couldn't suck dick or whatever. It happens. But what I'm saying, why would you do that when you should be able to see that this is bigger than just you and your little past fucks or one night stands or whatever. Like, leave them be. That nigga could maybe be the worst person on earth. He could be a terrible person. But acknowledge the fact that this is a big thing for us and leave them be. That's
bigger
my
than you. Don't sully the moment with your bullshit.
Exactly. Yeah. And I'm finished. And fuck you because you laughed.
Bitch.
It wasn't the same. Shut your mouth. What's your read?
First of all, I wasn't laughing at you. I was laughing at what happened to your microphone when you touched it.
Whose microphone?
His. Kid Fury's. So.
Thank you.
Anyway, don't be rude. So we actually got a question from somebody named Patrick, who said, you know, a long time ago, you guys were talking about Kim Kardashian and how she said that she didn't want North to see race. And we were talking about how extremely stupid that is and only white people say bullshit like that. And we mentioned that there was a difference between race and ethnicity, because a lot of people will get mad at you and try to correct you if you say Kim Kardashian is white. So instead of cussing people out like I normally do, this conversation is relevant again because Kim recently posted a letter on her website talking about now that she has this half black baby, she cares so much about racism and she sees the stank ass world through North's eyes. And so even though she has this super black power boyfriend who's been talking about race literally since his career started, she did not start giving a fuck until she gave birth to her own baby. And now all of a sudden it's a thing that matters. So What I'm going to do now is just very politely explain to you guys the difference between race and ethnicity, so you can stop sounding stupid on the internet when somebody calls Kim Kardashian white.
Tell them, girl.
It's really very simple. Race is related to the way you look. It's your eye color, your hair color, your bone structure, things of that nature, things that are related to the way you look, and they are biological factors. Your ethnicity is more of a sociological factor. It's your heritage, it's your nationality, it's your culture, it's the environment you grow up in. That these are all factors that contribute to your ethnicity. So when we're calling Kim Kardashian white, we are calling her Caucasian. That is just the truth. You insane Kardashian stans have got to stop saying, no, they're Pomeranian or whatever the fuck. I don't know where they come from. You have got to stop saying that shit just because you love Kim Kardashian. Nobody gives a fuck what country Kim Kardashian comes from. The bitch is still white. Like, there's no getting around it. Okay, she can have like other ethnic markers, she can have dark hair, she can have a big ass. That does not mean that you are not white. Her being Armenian, sorry, not Pomeranian, that is a dog. Her being Armenian, really, Dustin?
I was trying to keep it together, but that was funny.
I had no idea that I fucked that up. Sorry, that was not meant to be offensive. The fact that her family, her great-great-grandparents, you know, came over here from Armenia or whatever, so the bitch is a little swarthy and has to get laser treatments to clear up her mustache, does not mean that she isn't white. It just means she's a dark-haired white person.
She's
much
not
like
black.
Italians, much like a lot of the people in Spain. Like, you guys have to understand that your race or the country that you come from is not necessarily indicative of your race. Like, that doesn't make any sense. There are people of different races in every country. Don't be dumb.
There are white, black, Asian, and Indian people in Jamaica.
There are white Nigerians. Mm-hmm. There are black Spaniards. Mm-hmm. There are black Brazilians. Like, y'all seem to think Latina is a race, and it let's not, actually Latina is a little bit complicated, so let me not even get into it. But you need to understand that there's a such thing as black Latinas. This is a problem that a lot of our brothers and sisters from the DR struggle with, because they are quick to tell you that they're Latino but not black. They real quick, even if they darker than you and hair looking like, girl, mm-hmm, how are you not black, just straight off of Africa? Like, I know my 4C mm-hmm kinks when I see mm-hmm them. Who are you lying to right now? Like, you can be
black.
They be
coming to me and speaking to me in Spanish. Like, when
they do the same thing to me. Oh, don't let me have my hair curly in Washington Heights. It's over. Nigga, please. Nobody approaches me in English. Like, it doesn't even happen. Don't act like because you're from the
I'm
DR.
From the MIA. That's where I used to dwell, nigga. Can't you tell?
Okay.
I'm bad as hell. Even my pussy smell like Chanel.
Okay, great. So just like you can be Drake colored and from Canada, you can be black as Wesley Snipes and come from Brazil.
It's
you can
white
be
people
white
in Aruba.
And from Mexico. Like, you have to understand that her being of Armenian descent does not mean that she is not a white person. You sound stupid when you say otherwise. If honest to God, when you talking about Kim Kardashian being white and how all of a sudden she sees race and all this, which is a valid conversation only because of who her baby daddy is, now all of a sudden she gets it, which whatever. I guess I'm not going to cuss you out for being so extremely late to that. But bitch, you Kardashian fans sound like fucking dumbasses when you try to tell me that she's not white, she's Armenian. You just sound like an idiot. Like, that doesn't tell me anything. That's like saying I'm not black, I'm American. Bitch,
the discussion is about racism and race, and she's not a black person.
She
and
is
so
not.
That's what the point is. It doesn't matter if she is European or Armenian or whatever the fuck. She's not a black person.
She's not a person
and
of
so
color.
So that's
period.
What we're talking about,
right? And she is saying that she is only
damn
just now understanding or beginning to understand how fucked up racism is, because she didn't have to think about it before because she's fucking white,
which
and
is a
not just white but
revelation
rich
to have.
And in California, so she had the world delivered to her on a goddamn platter. She didn't have to give a fuck about racism, even though she'd been fucking black dicks since she was 15 years old, because it did not affect her life until she had her own half black baby. And that's fine. But you crazy ass Kardashian stans got to understand that being Armenian does not absolve you from whiteness. It doesn't
right
mean that you don't benefit from white privilege. Them motherfuckers are still white.
Right.
That's all.
Next.
Well, my read actually kind of piggybacks off of Kid Fury's read. And it's not even necessarily a read as it is just a word, something on my spirit that I need to let out and let these people know to just aid us in moving forward. Okay. Today, I want to talk to you all about exes and perspective when it comes to breakups and post breakup behavior. Okay. Because this is something that a lot of people have fucked up and murky, and it's something that you need to have clear so that you can have yourself together and appear dignified, have a little dignity with your shit. Now, everybody knows that a breakup is a terrible, terrible occurrence. It's one of the worst processes to go through as an adult ever. It's like a death. It hurts. You doubt yourself. Everything is fucked up, okay? However, I'm not going to go too far off into this. All I'm going to say is that it is best, okay, to move forward from a breakup before you break up with a person. When you're in the moment in a relationship and you start seeing signs and different things that are letting you know that this is not a good fit for you. When your feelings have been hurt by a person and their behavior, they've done things to you that have hurt you and that were not nice to you, or they have betrayed your trust in the relationship or cheated or whatever the fuck. When things are coming your way and you realize it's not working and you want to break up with them, immediately, before you even have the conversation with that person, forgive them for what they did to you and forgive yourself for everything that you may have done to them. Okay, do that work first. Figure out if you are angry with them or if you can really say, you know what, that happened, I can let go of all of that, I just don't need to be here. If that's the case, go ahead and break up. If you can't do that, try to work it out. If none of that happens, and if you are in fact able to move forward and go away from it, don't drag your ex's name through the mud in the streets. Don't talk bad about them after the breakup, because it ends up looking bad on you and people won't respect the time that you spent with them. And they also won't respect your future relationships because they know that you're just going to talk shit about them after it's over anyway.
Right.
So move forward like that. And just revere, have some reverence for the good times and the memories that you have with that person, and take away the good that you got from them and from the situation versus the bad. Don't bring all that baggage and bad energy into new situations, and just let go. Learn from your experience. And that way you have a new friend. When you see your ex, you all can sit down.
A new friend.
Seriously, you can sit down, have a drink, you know, someone that knows you on an intimate level. You can seek advice from, offer advice to. It's one of the best relationships ever when it is at its healthiest and when it is natural and good. And that's a lot better than duking it out in the public and, you know, just saying just horrible, disparaging things about the person. Just try to move forward. And that comes from forgiveness. You have to not only forgive them, but you also have to forgive yourself and recognize the role that you played, recognize the shit that they did, wash your hands of it, and move forward. And that's all I have to say.
Oh my goodness. Well, that was fantastic.
I'm sure that was a word for somebody's life.
For several people.
Not relevant to mine, thank God, because ain't nobody got time for that relationship bullshit. But for the rest of you.
Hey, okay.
Shit. So anyway, that wraps up another episode of The Read. Make sure you follow us on Facebook and Twitter.com/thisistheread. Sir?
Oh.
Yes.
Twitter.
What?
And Facebook.
So, in case you did not know, we will be going on tour here shortly.
Let's use correct verbiage.
Okay, we will be doing some shows.
Yeah.
It's a tour. I think three shows is a tour.
Tour is like a word for big things.
No, I mean, but
tour.
If K Michelle can go on a mall tour, then damn it, we can call this a tour.
It's three dates so far.
Anyway, we're coming to Chicago, Los Angeles, and Detroit. Head on over to thisistheread.com.
Chicago sold out.
It is.
But you can still go to thereaddetroit.com and get tickets for that show, which is May 31st. You can get tickets for the LA show, The Read LA, which I believe is June 24th. Don't quote me on it. The flyer is on Instagram. You should have seen it by now anyway.
Chicago, if you missed getting tickets for the show that is now sold out, make sure you are following us on Twitter at This Is The Read. We will be doing a giveaway, 2 VIP tickets. So make sure you are following us on the Twitter account. We will be announcing soon the rules of the contest and how you
What's
can enter
account?
To win. Are you kidding? I just
Do
said
I follow
it twice.
The Twitter
follows you. Wow, you're raggedy. Any other news from anybody? Dustin, you have anything to say to the people before we go?
Absolutely. My name's Dustin. You can follow me on Twitter at Dustin Ross Said, DustinRossSaid. You can look at me on Instagram at Look at Dustin. And also on May 25th, Sunday evening, I have the pleasure of hosting Sunday Dinner with Asante, which is a really fantastic music showcase. It's going to take place at Drum, which is Avenue A and 6th Street for all you New Yorkers. Tickets are $25 at the door. Come through, have drinks, fuck with a nigga, you know what I'm saying? Come tell me hi, listen to some good music, get chose, go home, one night stand. It may turn into a relationship. That happens.
Okay.
You never know what might happen, but the point is you got to be there in order for it to happen. And I am from Detroit, so just a little FYI, all the people who are not able to get tickets for the Chicago Reed live show, mm-hmm. you should look into going to the Detroit show because it's only like 3 hours away by car. Just hop your ass on 94 eastbound and go to the Reed Live Detroit.
Wow, directions.
That's all you have to do.
What can we not do?
And you can take the train.
Wow, that's very good to know.
Shout out to Detroit. Stand up. 3 1/3.
Do not forget to check out NatureBox, naturebox.com/3, and get 50% off of your first box and enjoy all the snacks. Let us know which ones are your favorite and all of such which and the like and whatever.
Okay, so I think that wraps up another episode of The Read, and we will see you guys next week.
Thank you
Bye.
To Dustin for
Thank you for
through.
Having me. I love being around you guys, and you both smell really good tonight too, by the way.
Thank you. I yeah. showered.
I'm like coming out with the smell of cannabis.
Well, it's good. You
I'm
smell good.
Go.
It's
I'm
like
go.
X.
No, you smell good.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. You smell good too, Crystal.
Thank you. You guys had a moment earlier. We'll let the internet talk about that, though. And we'll see y'all next week.